the Reserve Bank cut interest rates on Tuesday at 2:30. Why wait till today? Why not do it on Wednesday? Why not do it on Tuesday afternoon?
Well, these decisions are never taken lightly. There are many things we consider, such as things going on in overseas economies here in Australia, and also trying to balance between our mortgage and our deposit customers. So that takes a little while.
Yeah, but you didn't need to figure that out over the last couple of days. You could have had several strategies to work out what the Reserve Bank might do on Tuesday and simply implement those strategies on Tuesday afternoon.
Well, we do need to take various things into account, and that takes a little while.
No, but what I'm saying is that on Tuesday, the Reserve Bank made their decision, but they could have made that decision. You could have anticipated that and worked out a strategy before then. The options were pretty clear.
Well, we prefer to base our decisions and considerations on the facts once they're known, and then to look at what continues to happen in local and global economies. And that does change on a day-to-day basis.
Well, the Reserve Bank cut rates by 25 basis points. You've joined the Bank of Queensland in cutting by 20. Why'd you leave out 5?
Well, in coming to this decision, we needed to look at what was happening with our cost of funds. And a large proportion of our funding costs come from deposits. And so what has been happening there is, one, the Australian regulators have been requiring banks here to hold more of their funds and funding in deposits, and so we've needed to continue to increase that. And at the same time, as you know from, Australians are actually starting to hold more in deposits because they're concerned and less certain about what's going on overseas and here. So therefore, there's more competition for deposits.
Well, who are you more interested in, customers, depositors, or borrowers?
We need to continue to balance the needs of both our mortgage and our deposit customers.
The ABC's got both Brian Johnson from CLSA and Martin North, an independent consultant, both saying that all of the commercial banks really could pass on the full RBA rate cut. Why have you not chosen to do that? Do you disagree with them?
We continue to experience rising cost of deposits and competition for deposits. And so therefore we've needed to balance that increase in costs with our deposit customers with the implications for our mortgage customers.
Are you winding back your lowest rate advantage based on, having trouble funding the increase in demand from that loan demand?
Our commitment has been for this year to have the lowest standard variable rate of the major banks. Our track record, though, has been that we've had the lowest of the major banks for 39 months now. And so our customers, for example, on a typical mortgage have saved up to $1,800 in interest than they would have if they were with another major bank. So we're very comfortable with that, and we'll continue to honour that commitment.